Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Third Space podcast, and I'm your host, Bob Fabey, and today we're going to be talking about deconstruction. I'm sure many of you have seen the work that it takes in a construction zone. Maybe you're driving down the road and you are forced to change lanes, merge into one lane of traffic. Everything slows down. Maybe you're having potholes or dust on your vehicle. You look over to your side where you see the work is going on. There's people who are busy doing various things, wearing specific clothing associated with the construction process. Maybe you'll see some vests and some helmets. Clearly, there's something that is going on. You can't always tell if it's a building or if they're tearing something down, but they're in the process of remaking things. And it can be kind of annoying because, especially if you're driving, you know maybe you're forced to one lane or you have to slow down or you're on your way to somewhere else, and there's kind of an inconvenience. And I think that that's how we experience construction, where we recognize, if it's out of nowhere, then you just get to kind of build. But most of the time, there is a process of deconstruction involved in that. And what that may look like is you select ground, maybe if you're going to build something, maybe a home from scratch. You start by selecting the site, and then the ground has to be prepared and leveled off. And those of you who know the construction business know much better than I the processes. I'm kind of imagining them, but you go through having to build out foundations, and you have to build forms, and there's all of these steps that go with putting something together that will last and that will provide a place of first and foremost safety for people if it's a house to live in. But when you start thinking about deconstruction, it doesn't quite look like the same process. I've seen and been a part of deconstruction where people have brought in like backhoes and simply swung the bucket into the side of the building to knock the walls down or to scrape through what used to be a home to literally just get it into garbage so then it could be scraped up and put into various types of dumpsters and or trucks to be hauled away so they can start again. And that process seems to go much quicker than the construction process. It seems like it's easier to pull things down than it is to actually build them up. And when it comes to our faith, it's really interesting. I think I have been experiencing what I call deconstruction. And I actually wrote a blog about it, about when Jesus spoke to the men on the way to the two men in the book of Acts, and they're traveling, and Jesus reveals himself on the way to Emmaus and kind of their experience, where he explains things the way they did not understand them, but they actually get it. I posted that on my bobfabey.com website. You can read about that. Taking a little bit different track today, because I think that when we think about deconstruction, it's so much easier, and it can be really unsettling if you think that, hey, I'm still going to reside in that house that's being torn down and there's no place to live, or it's clearly unsafe to live there. And I find that as I've been kind of chatting with people or having coffee, maybe online, that a lot of people that I'm with are in this deconstruction process. Maybe the things that we're taught, maybe the things that we've held on to that we thought were firm, we have found that maybe they aren't, or that we've had our ideas and our feelings or our hopes misplaced. And this process started for me a long time ago. I read a book by Leslie Newbegin called Proper Confidence. Faith, Doubt, and Certainty in Christian Discipleship. If you have never read that book, I would say that it's probably the most important book that I've read outside of the scriptures. I am so grateful for Leslie Newbegin and that book. It started me on a road of considering epistemology, which is the study of how we know what we know. And honestly, that can be kind of a boring study, but it is fascinating. And if you're of that mind, I would encourage you to go down that road. But Newbegin in his book talks about where we place our faith and what things are certain and why they're certain. And he doesn't go as far as many current writers do, but he helps you to see where confidence should be placed. And I think in the past, as I was growing in my Christian walk, so much emphasis was placed on the confidence of the scriptures. And questions like, you know, is the Bible true, or how do we know it's reliable? This comes from the evidence that demands a verdict, Josh McDowell kind of stuff. And I was discipled in the Campus Crusade for Christ environment, which is highly evangelistic and also discipleship oriented, but you will definitely run across people who have opinions about your faith, and you want to be able to share what you believe and why you believe in an articulate fashion. So I'm grateful for those things, and I use them frequently in my own mind when I'm faced with doubt or uncertainty around issues that I want to kind of pin to the ground. And so I think Newbegin helped me to kind of go like, hey, there's a place that I don't have to sweat and I don't have to worry about. Here's where I need to worry about being confident. Because for some people, doubt is sin. And for me, the way that I think about doubt is I doubt one thing. Let's call it Exhibit A. I doubt Exhibit A because I believe Exhibit B to be true. And what happens is that we never question Exhibit B. Maybe we just hold that belief and we just think, hey, this is without question the right thing, or it's correct, or I won't allow anyone to question Exhibit B. So for instance, that may look like I doubt evolution because I believe the Bible to be true. But then when people start questioning the Bible's truth in terms of its revelation around creation, people get really uncomfortable and the deconstruction begins, or the shoring up begins, one of the two. And I think in my own process, I've been willing to try to hear from people who are questioning, in my own life, Exhibit B. So strongly held beliefs that I have, I'm trying to allow people to question them. I want people to question what I believe and why I believe it. And I want to question what I believe and why I believe it. And ultimately, I find my source of truth to be in the scriptures. But that doesn't mean that I look at the scriptures the same way that I used to. I think I said in an earlier podcast on Third Space here about, are the scriptures true and reliable? So I don't want to go too deeply into that. But the idea of what the scriptures are, how they function, what they mean, the role that they have, the historical veracity, all of those things are up for debate in terms of how we look at them. And they I would even go genre to genre in the text, or I would go author to author, letter to letter, and or prophecy to prophecy. So I don't look at them all as one thing, and I don't look at them all as a blanket instrument for people to live their faith. And so as I allow that to happen, I feel some of my foundation weaken. And if I believed that I was going to continue to live in this house, then I would be really, really worried. No one wants to sit in a house where the walls are cracking or the foundation is uncertain. And I have a really clear picture of what that means. Jesus talked about how his Father is creating a home for us. And it has many mansions. And if it weren't so, he wouldn't tell us. And that he's preparing a house for us. And that that's my home. And so the things then that I settle upon here and I demand for truth or for certainty are actually going to go away in terms of their solidity when it's compared to what Christ is building for me in eternity. And I'm grateful for that. And I think when it comes to deconstruction, some people say, hey, listen, if you leave this house, well, what house would you go to? Are you going to go to Islam, or are you going to become an atheist, or what, you know? And the way that I look at that is, it's just simply not that way at all. I think that Christ is providing housing for me, and that there are different times where he recognizes the house that I'm in. He wants to invite me into something different, where I can exist in that space and learn and grow in him and through him and by him and for him in a new way. And whether that's happening for me because I'm midlife or because it's just a shift of our culture, in any event, I just recognize that it's happening and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the fact that there are some things that are being deconstructed. And this episode may make you a little uncomfortable. You may not be so keen on allowing Christ to change your foundations and to shake your walls and to change you. And what I want to encourage you with is that he said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. And the things that we place around ourselves for certainty or for security aren't him. I mean, ultimately, Christianity is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not about whether we can defend our faith or whether we can withstand this or that cultural storm or whether we can justify something. It's really about this relationship that we have with this truly loving and compassionate God who's bent on showing us and the rest of the world mercy. And what does it look like for us to live into that relationship? And so I'm happy when I see some things that I've built start to crack, or that I question, or that I decide not to place certainty in. Because what that means for me is maybe it's not unlike the shedding of a skin or a growth, like a lobster, you know, sheds its shell. Maybe it's something like that. I'm not quite sure. But that I recognize it as my opportunity to trust Jesus more. And I do. And this week I'm headed off to a retreat, and one of the things that I'm asked to do as part of the participation in the retreat is bring a symbol of the state of my soul. And I've given this a lot of thought, and because I'm a pastor, I think about analogies all the time, and so it may not be that difficult for me to come up with something, but the image that I kept coming up with was soil. And I thought about soil in a pot, but then it didn't really work because really the image for me is the soil. So I went out back of my house, and we had this flower bed that used to have roses in it. We're trying to get rid of, not because we don't like roses. But I grabbed some of that soil and I thought, you know, this soil right now is dry and it's not productive, but all it requires is a little bit of water, because I've seen the beauty that's been produced in this soil by way of the rose bush. And I know that I know that I know that the soil that I am right now is going to produce fruit for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I don't know what that fruit looks like. I'm uncertain about the pot that it resides in. I have no idea what it is that God may want to do. But I trust him. And I trust Jesus. And there's a whole lot that I don't know about this part of my life with things deconstructing. I don't have a clue about what that means in the end or where it's going. I don't have any of those answers. And I frankly don't need them, because what I know is that Christ said he would be with me and I am with him. And I'm grateful for that. And I pray that today, as you have listened to this podcast, that you would sense Christ's presence with you, and that he loves you so deeply. He cherishes you. And maybe even as he takes things from your hands, or maybe even as the walls or the foundations are shaken, maybe cracked or even somehow destroyed, that he has a place for you. And this is a work of love that he is doing so that you can be more closely related to him. And I pray that you would give him the room and the grace to do that work in and through you. And as always, you can find me at bobfaby.com. You can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Would love to hear your comments about this podcast or other things that you have heard or read from me. You may know that I recently published a book. It's called Not My Jesus. It'll be found on Amazon.com. Encourage you to take a look at it and have a laugh, and maybe consider some of the material that's in there. I pray that Christ would bless you in every way today, and that you would receive the joy that it is being his children. Much grace and peace to you.